municipal hearing for Leroy J. Jackson, ADC 035810. Mr. Jackson waived his right to appear at this hearing, so he is not present. Mr. Jackson is 64 years old and is serving a 100-year sentence for rape, which began on, the sentence began on March 8, 1982.
Excuse me, sir. This has been called my attention. It's written out that we need to make a phone call.
Your call cannot be considered as that.
Well, that's what I said. Okay.
I apologize. Yeah, no, I found it and I went,
Why is this here? Well, we're going to do a wave and then we'll get, then we'll move forward. We're going to do this wave. So please continue, Mr. Neal.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Mr. Jackson is 64 years old and is serving a 100-year sentence for rape, which began on March 8, 1982. The offense occurred February 1st, 1976. He was sentenced to two other consecutive sentences, 5 years for aggravated assault, which began on May 1st, 1976, and a consecutive sentence of 10 years for theft. The 100-year rape sentence is consecutive to the theft sentence, thus it began in 1982. Mr. Jackson became parole-eligible on July 8, 2015, and was certified for this hearing for regular parole home arrest or after discharge on January 30, 2018. Mr. Jackson had a regular programming with the last in 2013. That was GED training, but he did not complete the program. His release plan is somewhat incomplete. He's facing him for a dental company that will finish his financial support, but he will not mention any housing of any sort. Mr. Jackson's discipline history was moderate for the amount of time he has been incarcerated. He has only two tickets since 2008, one in 2013 for disobeying a verbal order and one in 2014 for threat. Mr. Jackson was granted a parole next consecutive sentence on December 1st, 1981, and aimed for a hearing on March 2nd, 1988, and one on June 1st, 1992 that showed a granted disposition, but the type of hearing is not listed. He was also twice denied being moved to a Phase 2 commutation hearing. Since becoming parole eligible in 2015, he has had five hearings and was denied each time. The offense involved Mr. Jackson entering the victim's home while she was sleeping. He then beat and raped the victim and then took property from her home. While Mr. Jackson claimed innocence of the offense, he was convicted by a jury on May 16, 1976. As recently as October 2017, Mr. Jackson still proclaims his innocence. At the time of the investigation of the offense, Mr. Jackson was a suspect in two other rape cases and a person of interest in a third. None of those were pursued by the county attorney because it would serve no real purpose and it would, by not pursuing it, would save the taxpayers a considerable amount of money. And with this guilty, being found guilty of this commission offense, he would not be serving any more time if they had pursued the others. Should be noted there is a 147-page brief produced by the National Inmate Advocacy Program that was prepared for Mr. Jackson's October 2017 hearing. It basically lays out his reasons to believe Mr. Jackson had inadequate counsel at trial. Also, the community and family support letters from October 2017 are the most recent support submittals. There is an opposition letter from the county medical and county attorney's office dated April 23, 2018. It also should be noted that Mr. Jackson has made no attempt to appeal his conviction or get post-conviction relief. Based based on the totality of the crime, as Mr. Jackson's past history, where the crime scene was excuse me. would you like to speak? I'm sorry, I didn't.
Well, I'm here for both cases, the one that's going to be called up and then this sorry about that. I'm Jacqueline Woody for Department of Correction Victim Services, and we've been in consistent contact with the victim, Lisa Mallon, and she's from out of state. She's consistently flown in over the years, has a very strong request for denial, as well as the county attorney's office prosecutor, Sarah Lovelier.
Okay, thank you. I apologize for that, I wouldn't. Okay, I will continue. Based on the totality of the case, the Mr. Jackson's previous history before this conviction and the lack of continued community and family support, and the fact that Mr. Jackson, although he claims to be innocent, was convicted by a jury, I am going to move to deny Mr. Jackson whether formal arrest or actually discharge at this time. That would be my motion.
Agreed.
Serious deed offense, crime to victim, change to victim. I'd say it's different to have a victim in circumstances. Destructive behavior, this true self behavior, lack of programming. Because of the individual learning to stay.
I agree.
No family or community support system. Unless somebody would like to add something, I think that would be some of the reasons.
Did you say discipline to 14?
For me?
Yeah, discipline to 14, did you get that? I mean, like he still had fairly recent discipline. 14.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Thank you so very much.